should get ready for a new made-in-China product, vaccines. The country's vaccine makers are gearing up to push exports in a move that should lower the cost of life-saving immunizations for the world's poor and provide major competition for the big Western pharmaceutical companies. The process was given a boost earlier this year when the World Health Organization announced China's Drug Safety Authority meets international standards for vaccine regulation. Helen Yang represents the Chinese firm Sinovac.
I believe that many companies will have high expectations now that China's FDA has passed the WHO's pre-qualification. I'm sure many companies from our sector will go to the WHO to register their products. Once our products are approved by the WHO, it will be much easier to register and export our products abroad.
Sinovac had captured world attention in 2009 when it developed the first effective vaccine against swine flu in just 87 days. The company's now testing a new vaccine for a virus that causes severe hand, foot and mouth disease among children in Asia. And it's preparing for clinical trials on a pneumococcal vaccine. Yang says that could rival Pfizer's top-selling Prevnar. But have safety concerns truly been laid to rest? People have died from problems with Chinese cough syrup, contaminated blood thinner and tainted milk powder. In Thailand, one public health ministry doctor assures all vaccines get close scrutiny.
When we are going to import any vaccine, we will have our board committees who will examine which vaccine we are going to use, and we still maintain our basic principles of safety, effectiveness and lastly considering the price.
And the WHO maintains its approval of the Chinese Drug Regulatory Agency is not a blank check. Still, there are those who say China's entry into the vaccine market will be a game changer with lasting global impact.